Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyful. Be joyful. I don't have a lot to say today. I'm thankful for anything we have, anything that we're doing, praying that God just continues to dump out that bountifulness. But there's a couple of things I want to go over. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. It's talking about the weapons of our warfare. It says, "For though we walk according to," and this is setting our course of life, remaining within the carnal nature, "we do not war or make war according to the carnal nature." Everything is spiritual. And you have the ability to, cast out devil spirit. You can do anything you want. You just go to God. You have, because of what Christ did for us, you have a huge authority in this world. That's what's so beautiful about prayer. There's a lot of stuff that I should probably go over at some point and do teachings on. But you have the fruit of the Spirit causes you to do a lot of stuff. You have authority in this life. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down or to the destruction of strongholds or fortresses." You pray about it. The Holy Spirit that works in you, you have a lot of authority, a lot of authority. And the weapons of our warfare is spiritual. Verse 5, "casting down," or taking down, "imaginations," or reasonings, "and every high thing that exalteth," or lifteth itself up against the knowledge, the experiential knowledge of God. Anything that comes up that, I don't want to say encompasses, but anything that in your mind that might be lifting up above God, you got to bring it down. It's God first. And that can be situations. Even if you feel like you there's nowhere to go, there's no path, God can do all things. He can open up a way for you in any situation. You go to Him. You got to read. You got to understand the power that you have. I think about this a lot. To teach all this stuff, I just don't, I'm very, very thankful because I grew up in this and I know the power that I have through the Holy Spirit, the power that's given unto you, every single person that believes. You don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to walk in anxiety. You have the ability to remove and dispel darkness any place you are because you have the Holy Spirit in you. And the weapons of our warfare are spiritual. Anything in your mind that's exalting itself and bringing itself into a fearful spot is not out from the origins of God. And therefore, you have the ability to renew and renovate those thoughts to what the Word says. You don't have to live in fear. Verse 5 again, "casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every purposed thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." You capture your thoughts and you bring it to the Word. It's very, very easy when you start to read and understand this stuff, what is a thought that is out from the origins of God, the Holy Spirit, and the thoughts that are out from the carnal nature. You do not live in fear. That's not what this is about. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Know who you are as a son of God. You have all ability. And one of these days, I need to go over all this stuff. You have the ability to affect, to cause effect. God gives you the emotional will to do. So go out there and do it. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. And
where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that you're doing. I pray that we can continually knock out everything that needs to get knocked out and that the sales continually come in. I also pray that that my brother and sister-in-law have a very, very safe trip when they leave and that you just take care of them. I also pray for that time that we can get done with everything I need to get done so that I can take that break without any type of heaviness. Again, I thank you for your believers. I just thank you for the company of people that you surround me with and what you've done for us. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.